A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Achtung Millwall supports the Lions Food Hub, and all of our advertising revenues will be donated to support this fantastic initiative. It's now based at the Lions Centre on Bolina Road, and it's run by our own Kelly Webster. This is a friendly food bank supporting families in the Bermondsey and SE16 area. If you can help support the Lions Food Hub in any way, please visit at Lions Food Hub on Twitter or get in touch with us at Achtung Millwall. The Lions Food Hub. Come on, you Lions.
You're listening to Achtung Millwall, broadcasting from the beautiful South Birmingham. Accept no substitute.
Welcome, 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 dear listeners. Welcome to Caribou Cup action midweek at the Den. Joining me in Block 2 tonight is the Prince of Pum. First time in since lockdown. Mr. Neil Andrews, how are you doing, Neil?
It's back off, Sinninger.
It's been a long while since he's been here. I'll put it that way, dear listeners. We have a Caribou Cup action, of course. Leicester City are in town, round 3 of, I'm going to call it the League Cup, not the Caribou Cup. Lions take the field in their familiar blue and white. Leicester wearing, where would you describe that colour now? It looks like turquoise.
It's like Northern Ireland's old away kit.
Yeah, so it's kind of a turquoise shade with dark blue. Your Millwall team tonight, dear listeners. One or two changes, of course. In goal, George Long, my first sight of George Long. Back line looks like Murray Wallace, Sean Hutchinson, Jake Cooper. Sean Hutchinson making his return from injury. Long while, be most welcome back. Midfield, we see Ben Thompson in midfield. Welcome start for Ben, Ryan Leonard. Conor Mahoney starts tonight. Billy Mitchell, George Evans. Oh, and Alex Pearce is in defence. That's not so good. On the bench, Bart Bielkowski, Matt Smith, Scott Malone, Joel Saville, the perennial bench warmer, John Daddy Bedvarsson Neil.
He's going to score.
He's going to score, he says. Benica Fauvray, good to see him back, and Daniel Ballard. Bill Brown in fine voice, fine fettle. Last time we got past round 3, Neil, 95-96 in the League Cup. I don't remember that. It was a Jake Sanders.
Really?
That's not the year we went to the quarterfinal, is it?
No.
That 94-95.
95-96.
Yeah, so Jake Sanders said. I'll have to check it.
That season we went down.
We went down that season. That's not good.
No,
that's a bad omen.
There will now be a minute's applause, which will start and end on the referee's whistle.
Jimmy Greaves, minutes applause. One of the greats of English football. Didn't play in the World Cup final, of course, as you may have seen on the internet coverage of his passing. But no, not a player I ever saw in the flesh. Did see George Best. I've seen Bobby Moore.
Brazilians main mark with two players.
Really? It's going to be Leicester to kick us off. A attacking a cold blow lane in the first half. Big notice about booing the taking of the knee on the screen. Think twice, it says. I didn't think twice. And away we go. The notice before the game, dear listeners, is a measure of the concern within the club about the booing of the knee. I'm not going to press my views on you, but I do get a sense there's a catastrophe of some sort coming. It's a very Millwall catastrophe at some point. We'll see. I hope not, of course, but you just get this sense of impending doom from it. Anyway, Leicester were, of course, our opponents in that iconic 1-0 win in 2016 or 2017 when we beat them, wasn't it?
2017.
1-0 at the Den. Famous, famous victory. Sean Cummins, late. 10-man Millwall. One of the great occasions, one of the great matches here at Zampa Road since the move from Coldblow Lane. Decent-ish atmosphere. It's a decent away turnout from Leicester tonight. Second string 11, is it fair to call it that, dear listeners? A Millwall B. All out wide there. The Leicester centre-back, number four. Is wearing an Emmanuel Petit bum. Long hair, but with bum style. Very continental. Very Saint-Tropez. Very chic. Is Leicester spraying the ball about a bit now? Big debate on Twitter today about Gary Rowett's position with the drab league football. Long ball forward there, that's going to go into touch for a goal kick. Big debate on Gary Rowett's position. How long has he got? Whether the clock is ticking. We've made a nice bright start tonight, dear listeners. And really, that's going to be the secret to him keeping his job, in my humble opinion. If you get his side playing better, more open, more attractive and entertaining football, then, you know, I have no personal grudge against him. It's just the drab and dreary stuff that will not put bums on seats. Here they come, just outside the middle penalty area, coming towards 10 minutes now. This is the six. Possession football. Halfway inside our own half, they keep the ball in the modern style. Back and forth. Very aimless ball to finish. All that possession, all for that.
Yeah.
Chance for a long throw for Ryan Leonard on 12 minutes on the right. It's given to Billy Mitch. Chance for a long throw. How far can Billy throw it? It's a decent long throw. Bounces across the line of the penalty area. This is Ben Thompson. Nice ball, nice play. Out wide. Finds Conor Mahoney. What can he do? Checks and twists and turns. Run it into trouble slightly. It's gone for a middle throw-in over by the right side corner flag. 12 and a half minutes. It's into the near 6-yard box. Falls on the edge. Shot just wide by Leonard. Shot just wide from the edge of the penalty area. Unlucky. Let's see that again. They won't show it. Should have done better. Yeah. 13 minutes. Good tackle, George Evans. Listen to the roar for that crunching tackle. Great stuff there by Jake Cooper. Get Ben Benz in there. Murray Wallace. Crowd responding. That's what they want. Give them what they want, Rowett. Millwall soon do some of the old triangular football. Long ball for Bradshaw to chase on the right. Throwing. Trying to work the old Premier League professional fouls. A little bit of a dive over there. That will draw and is drawing the comment of the Dockers lower. Scathing opinion, I can see, being directed in the direction of the Leicester player that tried to dive there. Comes towards 15 minutes. This is Ben Thompson on the shed of penalty area. Battling his way through there. Stayed on his feet. Chance of Mahoney. Blast the shot in. Saved by the goalkeeper. And well, Great shot from the edge of the field here by Conor Mahoney. Lions are getting at him. Bright stuff so far, Neil.
Yeah, good start.
It's at 17 minutes. This is Leicester. One of comparatively few forays forwards so far by Leicester into the middle half. They've had a lot of possession, put it that way, without any real end product. Nice ball through to the full team. Well cut out there by Alex Pearce, the old experienced campaigner. I've always liked him. Conor Mahoney, nicely done. Ryan Leonard, excuse me, they both have the similar kind of loose Brian Ferry-esque haircut. I mistook, I thought it was a little bit too much effort for Conor. It was Ryan Leonard there, so I stand corrected. Leicester in possession again. That lot of possession halfway through our half. Passing the ball back and forth. A little harrying them away. Nicely done. This is the kind of football that has Pep Guardiola oozing. But they haven't actually created any direct chances as we come towards 21 minutes. A lot of possession without any end product, really, Neil, so far, for Leicester.
Nothing on target. It's the English side, really. Thompson's a bit of a weak link.
This is Mahoney attacking the six, and he's got two turquoise shirts in front of him. He's gone to near the byline. He's run out of room slightly. Run a call. Done well there. I thought he lost that completely. He's done well to get a call. Right-sided corner. Well done, Conor Mahoney. 22 and a half minutes. It's going to be a right-sided corner. Chance for a set piece. We haven't really done much from set piece. I suppose you could talk about the winner against Blackpool for Jake. Late. Be nice to see us start to get back to the threat from these kind of situations that we once were. Back in the halcyon days of Gary Rowett's early days. Because that's what I want. I want to see him sacked. I want to see him get back to where he was. Anyway, right side of corner. 23 minutes now on the stadium clock. It's swung. It's dangerous. It's bouncing around. Headed clear. Jake Cooper was in there. Sean Hutchinson was in there. But it does break now to Leicester. Coming down there left, our right. Balls across the box. It's going to be good effort by George Evans and collected nicely by George Long. Nice stuff. Good defensive work there. 23 and a half minutes. Here come Leicester as we go past the 30-minute mark. So far, it's got to be said that the Lions are more than holding their own without either side really carving out any clear-cut chance. But Leicester having the bulk of possession. They seem to get the ball and then stop it on that kind of halfway point between inside our own half, about halfway inside the middle half. They're trying to work that space down the left now. That comes across the box. Murray should clear. And does, into touch. They also seem to get the ball. I mean, there was a moment there where I thought they might press forwards down the left, but they seem to want to check their movement and then pass it backwards and forwards. It would frustrate me if I was a Leicester fan, which thankfully I'm not. No, Neil's just noticed the penalty spot is now a circle, like the Mysterons when you die. The Mysterons would run that over you.
They were green, to be fair.
And so it's a centre spot. I'm saying. They're circles rather than
to see them on the continent.
I suppose your historic penalty spot would be like a mound of white chalk, really, wouldn't it?
Historically, it wasn't.
Historically, maybe not. No, you're going back there, though.
I remember it well. Just before the Kaiser started kicking.
It didn't end well, did it? 35 minutes, no goal mouth action, worth the note so far, dear listeners. Have you ever had any Carabao, Neil? Are you an energy drink man?
No,
I've never had it. I've never seen it on sale anywhere.
Nice cup of tea.
Old school, nice cup of tea. Oh, that's what I like, old school. That's why he's my mate, old school, old fashioned. Chance for Leicester to break now, 37 minutes, this is the 22, running at pace at the middle defence, they've got movement in front of him, takes it wide, just over the top, to Jeers, That was the most dangerous moment of the first half. There was a moment there where I thought he was going to surge into the penalty area. But he didn't. 37 minutes. I did notice the club shop are doing retro shirts now, the old Giorgio Championship.
They're far too good quality now. I remember that. I've still got my old Giorgio.
Oh, you got the
old,
yeah.
It used to make you itch.
And the 2004 Cup Final, the Ryman with the white sleeves.
Well. Yeah. I only ever wore one sleeve to the Cup Final.
Good move, well done Millwall. Retro shirts. The one that will be the big seller will be the 1987-88 diagonal.
I never like that one. I'm alone in that group.
You don't like it?
I'm alone in that group.
Nice little 1-2 there on the edge of the Mill penalty area. There's another free kick conceded by Hutchinson. That's going to be a very dangerous position. This will be their best chance, 40 minutes. Which is on the edge of the D. Free kick. Their movement of speed is designed to draw these kinds of free kicks, of course. Big test now for George Long. 14 standing over, the 22. Don't know who these players are. I pride myself on not knowing who these players are, dear listeners. Long. Here it goes. Over the bar. Over the bar. There was a story in today's gutter social media of a fan at the Lille versus Lens French derby exposing himself and masturbating in front of the away ends, which I've never done.
There's still time.
And it's not on my bucket list, dear listeners. He was arrested for exhibitionism, I think, is the French charge. I don't know how long he'll get for that, but... I suppose the evidence will be for all to see in the photographs and in what was in his hand. Members of the jury will look at the appendage. You know. I might cut that. There it is, half-time 0-0. Not a bad half of football for Millwall. A couple of moments in front of goal for Leicester. And that late flash header for Ben Thompson onto the roof of the net, but the only moments that really stand out. But that weren't a bad performance overall by the Lions there, Neil.
It kind of died a death of it, didn't it, towards the end?
Yeah, the Leicester style, don't know, this is this kind of endless passing backwards and forwards, you know. Not attractive to watch. But nevertheless, it's 0-0 at half-time. The Lions certainly in the game. We'll be back after these messages.
Achtung! Mehlball.
Second half, dear listeners, about to kick off. The Lions will be attacking the Coldblow Lane end in accordance with English common law since the time of St. Bede of Lindisfarne. In his Anglo-Saxon chronicle, he wrote that in there. Millwall must always attack the Coldblow Lane end in the second half, and lo and behold, we are. It's a poor clearance by Ryan Leonard, gives the ball to the 37. That's Lookman, I can see now. Used to play for Cholton, I believe, Lookman. Did he go to Everton for some big money? It's Leicester throwing down below us in block two tonight. Like to mix it up. Be the unpredictable. 14 now. Halfway inside the Millwall half. Back into there, their possession. He oversteps that one. That's gone for a throw-in. The other six. It's a derision. Took his eye off the ball. Jake runs into trouble, it releases the 14, 49 minutes, edge of the Mill penalty area, that's a great save by Jules Long, was slammed home by the 37, well taken chance, ticking towards the 50th minute, mistake by Jake Cooper, got to say it, he ran himself into trouble, release the ball. Leicester, 50 minutes. Leicester taking absolute eternity to reform after the goal. You'd have thought it was a World Cup final, the way they're carrying them. Early blow for Leicester in the second half then. Self-inflicted, got to be said. But there we are, one error, one goal. Leicester fans doing that kind of hand wobble. Whoa, your shit business. I'm really proud that we've never done that at the Den, Neil.
your shit. Wow. Oh dear, oh dear. 64 minutes. Substitution for Millwall. Ballard coming in. Hutchinson's coming out. Done well with today. We look a lot better with Hutch in the side, but Ballard will come in now. Approaching the halfway point of the second half. Lions behind thanks to that self-inflicted error. As so often this season, dear listeners. But overall, it's been a willing performance so far, but we do have a quarter of the game still to go. We do need to find something extra from somewhere if we're going to progress. The crowd is desperate for something. Give this crowd some decent football, some attacking tackling in midfield, and they will respond. Lions did a good job of pressing, forcing an error into touch in the Leicester half. Ryan had a bit of throw, 68 minutes now. I imagine this could be a long one into the near part of the penalty area. This is falls to Billy Mitchell. Almost worked through to Ballard there, but it goes through for a goal kick. A ball over the top, Bradshaw picks it up on the right of the penalty area. He puts a ball across the goal, there's no one in there, unfortunately. Falls to Murray Wallace. That was a moment there where everyone froze. A ball over the top and Bradshaw was through for a moment, 70 minutes. Ball was into the danger area, but there's just no one in the middle. It's interesting, a little bit of panicky moments in the Leicester defence there. Who's this coming in? Phobie's coming in, who's coming out? And Smith. That's Alex Pearce coming out. Benninger Phobie's coming in. Ben Thompson coming out for Max Smith. There's a kind of an estate agent feel to him, doesn't he, Brendan Rodgers, in his brown suit? Little man in a brown suit down there. What was brown in town? Don't wear brown in town. What was that? That was a shoes, so shoes. Gentlemen don't wear brown in town. Don't know where that song came from, out of the depths of my memory banks. Old musical number. Stanley Holloway, I asked you. Benninger Phobie draws a free kick on the right side of the penalty area. About 4 or 5 yards short of the corner of the right side penalty area. 75 minutes. Chance for Mahoney to float one in. Decent angle, needs a good cross. And it comes, Conor Mahoney from the right into the mix. Oh, bounces across the goal. Needed a touch, couldn't get it. Moment. Matt Smith was in there, Foley was in there, couldn't get a touch. Mills' best chance of the game so far. Launched in from Mahoney. Headed down, but behind there was a line of Millwall forwards there, but the ball was knotted down behind them. Back into the mix from Renner, that's a poor ball. Played well tonight, but that was a poor ball. This gives Leicester a chance to play. If they go 2-0 up, it's game over. This is the full team. Great save there by George Long, put it behind for a corner. Great work by George Long there, great goalkeeping, I thought. I thought that was an almost certain goal there from the full team. Leicester playing for time, taking it short. I suppose that's a form of tribute to the Millwall overall performance tonight. Nice pressing there. Good chance now for Millwall to break. This is Tom Bradshaw on a run for the middle. Ball's wide. It's just behind Afobe. He does collect it over on the left. 86 and a half minutes. Afobe down the left. Can he get the ball in? He's just in front of the oncoming. He falls to Billy Mitch. This is Murray Wallace. He's got a phobia on the left side. Ball's in, so that's a poor ball in. Leicester will bring away. Under pressure, they give it back into touch. Millwall pressure. Last 3 minutes of the game, plus any overtime. This is Billy Mitchell on the left side now. Poor cross. Cleared easily enough, unfortunately. This will give him a chance to break on the right now. Tackles. There it is. 14 scores. That's 2-0. That's game over. Nice finish again, Neil. Two decent finishes. He's acclaiming the end. Look, he's Jesus come back to life again. There he is. Ball into the box there, Matt Smith heads wide. There we are, solid enough performance overall from Millwall. We didn't really threaten much, if at all, till late in the game. We had one chance where the ball came in from the dead ball. It was close towards the end of the second half, but otherwise we didn't really threaten much. Both of the Leicester goals, top quality finishes, I'm afraid. I mean, both of them were well put away, weren't they?
That was a mistake, wasn't it, from Leonard?
Their first one was a mistake by Cooper.
Leonard should have thrown it to.
And the second one, as we're pressing forwards, we've given them space to break. But two decent finishes.
You never throw the ball into your own half like that.
No. There we are. That's the end of Caribou Cup glory for another year. Here come Leicester. 3-0 will be harsh on Millwall. If they make it 3, that's hoofed over. Leicester 2. Hope you enjoyed this little midweek special session of Caribou Cup action. But I'm afraid the fizz has gone from my drink now, Neil.
Achtung, Mehlball.
So there we are, dear listeners. I'm back in the car after what was in the end a disappointing result for the Lions. In fairness, there were two well-taken goals, and that really is the difference. It's what money buys you, let's be quite frank. Leicester didn't really create much any more than we did, in all honesty, across the 90 minutes. But what they did get, the crumbs that fell their way, one from a Jake error just shortly after kick-off for the second half, and then the second one late. As we were chasing the game, they broke. But both goals were well finished, and you can't argue with that, because our downfall tonight, like it's been so often this season, albeit tonight was with a not quite a B side, it was somewhere between an A and a B side. But we didn't create enough chances. I mean, overall, I would say that there were some good performances, some good individual performances by, for example, George Long in goal. Just looking at the team sheet, just to run through it for you, I thought he did well. First time I've seen him, made a good few saves, blocks. When Leicester on the break, especially in that second half, that comes to mind. I thought Murray Wallace was, we all know Murray Wallace is a limited player, as they say, but he gave 100%, and that will do for me, and I hope it will do for you too, dear listener, because that's Millwall personified. Hutchinson, good to see him back, and he did make a difference for the most part, because we did 95% contain a very expensively assembled Leicester side that would, if that might not be their first pick, but that was certainly a very decent and very expensive side that they put out tonight, and the defence did well for the most part. So it's good to see Hutchinson back. He was substituted midway through the second half for Ballard, but he can only get better and stronger. Cooper, not one of his best nights. I think he'll respond well to having his side kick back with him in Sean Hutchinson. He did make an error, but this is the thing that single errors cost you at this level. Not one of Jake's better nights, but he's being judged on a high level here against Premier League opponents. Ben Thompson, great to see Ben out there. He brought energy and willingness to make things happen. As always with Ben, I doubt we'll see him again for a while, but what we did see of him tonight looked bright, if, as ever, a little unfocused. Pierce, I mean, he actually didn't do too bad tonight, Alex Pierce. He made some decent challenges. He wasn't caught for pace, which surprised me. Maybe that was the way that Leicester were playing, this very modern-day passing style. But actually, I mean, you couldn't fault Alex Pearce tonight. I don't want to see him too often this season, Mr. Rowett, if you're listening. But tonight he didn't do too badly. My man of the match, personally, I mean, it would be between, say, Murray Wallace, but my man of the match was Ryan Leonard, who I thought was really strong on the right side of like a defensive midfield role that he was playing tonight. Did really well. Man of the match for me. Conor Mahoney, it's good to see him getting the full 90 minutes. He wasn't as effective as I might have hoped, but he did deliver the crosses that produced the one chance that springs to mind. That was that free kick
late in the second half that could have gone anywhere, and I think it was just inches over Matt Smith's head as in the melee. I would like to see more of Conor Mahoney, please, Mr. Rowett, if you're listening. And of course he does listen. We all know he listens to the show. Billy did well, Billy Mitchell. Good industrious performance. We know what we're going to get from Billy. And it was actually quite good to see George Evans. I thought he brought a bit of stability to midfield tonight. So I can't mark down the team. I mean, the other man I want to mention, obviously, the last is Bradshaw up front, who put in a real shift. Didn't get any chances, which is, you know, that's the way it rolls with Tom Bradshaw. But he did do loads of work, and he will walk off that pitch exhausted tonight. So yeah, overall, it wasn't a bad performance, but we were punished well by expensive opponents for the for the first error, and then secondly, when we were pressing forward and got caught in the break. Both goals were decisive finishes. So there we are. That's the end of Caribou Cup glory for another season. Dear listeners, I don't want to destroy your dreams, but it's another season without the kind of world-famous Caribou Cup at the end of the rainbow. So I hope you enjoyed this little midweek special. We'll be back, I hope, on if possibly Sunday, maybe Monday, after the Nottingham Forest game. To review what is really the most important game of the week for Gary Rowett. Let's hope that the best parts of tonight's performance can be carried forward and that the areas that we need to improve, i.e. goal scoring, can bring some joy up there at the City Ground. So until the weekend, dear listeners, thank you for listening. Arrivederci, Millwall, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Aston Millwall. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a cheeky little review. Arrivederci, Millwall. Till next time.
Who do you want to watch?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.